In 1942, during the Second World War, the federal government quietly took over 60,000 acres of farmland in the ridges of East Tennessee. Officials told residents to leave, then built a city cloaked in secrecy for tens of thousands of people. Emily Siner from member station WPLN has the story of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the city that helped build the world's first atomic bomb.
There are a number of theories about why Oak Ridge was chosen to be part of the Manhattan Project. Historians say it didn't hurt that the head of the Senate Appropriations Committee at the time was a Tennessean. It was also very rural, ideal for a project that needed to be kept top secret. So on September 19, 1942, the head of the Manhattan Project selected this land to buy, which did not thrill the area's residents. In an oral history from 2012, a man named Lester Fox recalls the fall day when he and a friend were skipping class after lunch. As they were ambling back, the town's telephone operator ran out and told them to go find the principal.
Go get Mr. Britton an important phone call from Washington, D.C.
After the call, Fox says, the principal organized a school-wide assembly.
And he told us that the federal government had condemned 50-some thousand acres of land, turned that school early so people could go home and tell their parents.
We got a form letter in the mail stating that the property was taken over.
Another resident, Naomi Brummett, says her mother was given just $900 for 40 acres.
And we were supposed to be out of this area by December 31st, 1942.
No one was told why they had to move, except that it was for the war effort. That was the same mindset that tens of thousands of newcomers to Oak Ridge had when they moved in. Brummett was among them. She returned to the area to live in the newly created city and work on a machine that enriched uranium. But like most of her coworkers, she didn't understand the bigger picture.
If we had known, we couldn't speak about it because they had signs everywhere with don't talk. You don't talk. And if you did talk, you weren't there the next day.
It wasn't until the atomic bomb dropped in 1945 that employees realized they had been building the most powerful weapon the world had ever seen. To this day, Oak Ridge retains its nickname as the Secret City and still works with enriched uranium at the Y-12 National Security Complex. But the city has tried to build a legacy less about the bomb and more about the peace that followed. This week, it's breaking ground on a new pavilion for its International Friendship Bell. Oak Ridge's sister city of Nakashi, Japan, recently gave $10,000 for the construction. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.